You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
It's J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 18th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. A prepper tip of the day, listen carefully. I want to encourage all of you to get a copy of the book titled World Without Cancer. Your author is G. Edward Griffin, who I've interviewed on this show. In relation to that, there's a free download on my website, the Cancer Curing Protocols Used to Safely, Easily, Cheaply Cure Cancer. Free download at my website under free downloads. And also, if you use the energy cleaner and you may have cancer, make an aluminum pad. You place it on the affected area and hold your hand on top of the, or ideally have somebody close to you hold their hand on top of the aluminum pad, which dramatically amplifies the effect of the energy cleaner. I was trying to encourage someone very near and dear to me to do this recently, and she refused to do so, to put the pad directly on the affected part, which prevented me from even going any further and letting her know that the hand of somebody on top of that pad would dramatically increase the effect of the energy cleaner. But that's the way it is. One last thing. If you chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, you can't get cancer. Now, I've heard people say, oh, I don't like the way they taste. Oh, they get stuck between my teeth. That's the response of a child. The adult will say, I don't care what they taste like. I don't care if they get stuck between my teeth. I don't want to get cancer. I'm going to chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day so I can't get cancer. And that's what the studies show, that people who chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day can't get cancer, don't get cancer, end of story. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. The website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're going to spend 2 hours talking about firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, legislative matters. and so forth. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friend. How was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. How about yourself, sir?
It was chilly. It was rather cool down here in southeast New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
But we did accomplish a few things. For the firearms tip of the day, unit tactics. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how good you are. If it comes down to a situation, natural disaster, anything where you have got to protect your friends and family and home, doing it with one person is impossible. Doing it with two is marginal. Four is better. Six is preferable. So if you've got, there's just you, the spouse, and maybe a teenage or slightly older son or daughter, train together. We talked a few weeks back about training with each other's firearms and becoming accustomed. Train together as far as movement and cover. And there are several good videos out there on YouTube. There are a lot of good articles on how to move. Say your car parked, 75 feet from the house, and you've got to get from the car to the house. Practice techniques of movement and cover. One person moves, stops, turns around, takes a position to cover. The next person or two people move, however, and it's leapfrogging. But what I'm saying is that's just one aspect of it. So for this week, do some research, look into it, and study methods of working as a team. Nightfall, John has often said that, you've got to own the night. Bad guys, that's when they do most of the things that they do. So night vision, learning to get your eyes accustomed, and being able to see in a moonlit night or whatever without artificial light, various things like that. Work on team tactics. If you don't have a team, it's time to start developing one. In doing that, you know which neighbors that you've got around can be trusted, and probably talk to them over a few barbecues or holiday lunches or whatever. Might want to start discussing it with them on protecting your neighborhood. There are a lot of things coming down. Very disturbing news, John. I don't know if you saw the article I sent about Chicago, but a Chicago councilman went to New York this weekend to talk to the UN. He's the, I don't know if he's a chairman or director or whatever, of UN peacekeeping, and is actually requesting UN peacekeeping forces to come to Chicago to help with the gun problem.
Right. Well, that's grandstanding. There's massive jurisdictional issues, legal issues.
Exactly.
That simply is not going to happen, can't happen, won't happen. It's
exactly.
Grandstanding on the part of this individual.
The fact that they've done it, though, shows the stupidity. First off, they have to go through the State Department. That's considered a treaty. And the Constitution explicitly prevents states or cities creating treaties with any foreign agency without the approval of the State Department and D.C. So, ladies and gentlemen, these guys are getting weirder and weirder. We don't know what they're going to do. But I think that part of this is coming down to the fact that we have a president that supports gun rights, that supports the Second Amendment as it was intended, especially the part that says shall not be infringed. And these people just cannot stand it because this is not a member of the good old boys club. He was never supposed to have gotten there, and everything that we've seen last week with the FBI and the treasonous actions that they've committed and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very concerned that things may escalate. I don't know. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, my mom used to say. So if you haven't finished your preps, John has talked about it religiously. I've mentioned it several times. You know, you've got to do that, and you've got to get on the stick. Amazingly enough, John, I discovered something. There are a lot of stores that have got specials right now because of the holiday season on bulk foods. One of our local food stores over here, it's not a chain. It's a locally owned, privately owned store. They're 50-pound bag of pinto beans normally runs around, I think it's like $28 or something like that. But we live in an area where they grow a lot of beans, so that may affect your prices, ladies and gentlemen. But we were in there the other day running around picking up a few things that we needed and went down that aisle, and I stopped because there was a green sign, you know, New Year's special, this season's beans, $20 for 50 pounds. That's a lot of beans. So, ladies and gentlemen, look at your stores right now. They can be putting things on special. Another lady told us that one of the stores had a special on, I believe it was 5-pound boxes of dried milk. So, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Cruise your aisles when you get a chance. And, of course, stock up on your ammunition and your hunting supplies and everything. It's getting weird, John, and it's kind of getting weird rapidly.
It is. Absolutely, it is. But that doesn't change what we need to do for ourselves and the people we care about, does it?
No, sir. And in fact, we should all step back, and you have, in fact, I think your prepper tip last week sometime or maybe the week before was to inventory your stores. Look at what you've got. Ladies and gentlemen, John, you know, I think when he focused on that, it was primarily look at your food stores, rotate your stock and everything as we talk about. Throw into that to inventory your ammunition and other things that you need to operate your gun, cleaning kits. If you've got a hard to shop for a person for this season and everything, shopping tip, boar snakes. And that's just exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. B-O-R-E, as in rifle boar, and snake, a little slithery thing on the ground that most of us avoid. The boar snake comes in calibers all the way from 17 caliber all the way up to 50 caliber. And what this is a, for all intents and purposes, it's a flexible cleaning rod. Coils up, it'll stick in a storage pocket on your rifle, it'll fit in your pocket, it'll fit in the side of your carry bag, whatever. I have one tucked in the bottom of a mag pouch. Mags go on top of it, but I know where it's at. This thing, ladies and gentlemen, you really don't have to have solvent. It helps, but you lock the bolt back. And if it's a single shot or whatever, just break it open, drop the weighted line through it, pull it through, and do it a couple times, and believe me, any garbage or junk or anything in there that's not really adhered to the metal, like, you know, baked on carbon or copper, it'll clean it out, it'll give a nice clean bore. More importantly, it will, if you've driven 50 miles down a dirt road, and you've got one of the gun racks that holds the rifle vertically or the shotgun vertically, dust and junk can get down the bore. It's just, it happens. And by running a bore snake through it, you ensure that there are no obstructions and no grunge in there that can affect your shot or possibly harm the gun. They run anywhere. For pistol calibers and sizes, they run anywhere from like $11, I think. I have seen them on sale at Wally World for like $9. And then they go all the way up to, I think the most expensive ones are around $18. So for under $20, you can get a boar snake or two in your favorite person's caliber and, you know, make their life a little bit easier. When we go through the pre-fire checks for when we're doing long-range precision shooting, I have a checklist that we go through every morning or before the first shot. And that is that we check the torque on all of the screws, on the scopes, on the bases, the action screws and everything. We make sure everything is tight. And we make sure that the covers and everything on the scopes are nice and functional. They're not loose or maybe losing a spring or something that would cause them to malfunction. We put a light drop of lube on the bolts and everything, pull the boar snake through it twice, check the function of the rifle, and then we're ready to go. And if you get into a system, ladies and gentlemen, of doing that, I've got this on a little card that each rifle has got one stuck in the cheek pouch on it. And if you get in the habit of doing that, ladies and gentlemen, each time, two things will happen. One, you'll make sure that your gun's going to function properly. And two, if it's been sitting off to the side for a couple of days or something and Granddaddy Grizzly Bear stumbles into camp and you grab it, you'll know it's loaded. Very embarrassing to have an emergency situation and grab a weapon that you haven't paid attention to for a couple of days and not know if it's loaded or unloaded. So we always teach that you treat every firearm as if it is loaded. That helps cut down on unintended discharges and accidents. But in an emergency situation, you don't need to guess. On my particular way of doing things, once I clean them and I put them to bed for the night and everything, I lock the bolt back and have a live magazine in it. That way, technically it's unloaded, but by hitting the bolt release or closing the bolt, we know that we are loaded. So, just a couple little aspects right there to start off the morning, start off the week.
And, well, that's great, Jimmy. Yeah, that's great. Those are good, very good, helpful hints there.
It's just something we need to look at, ladies and gentlemen. Get into a routine. Now, John has discussed in his time of being a special investigator and everything that, remember a while back, John, you were discussing it with somebody, and your job was real easy when the individual that you were surveilling or whatever had a routine. Because if you lost them, you know where they would be.
You've been paying attention. You've been paying attention, I can tell.
Yep. And so, ladies and gentlemen, get into routine with your firearms and make sure your family understands the routine. Never hurts to sit there and do this as a group several times, and then everyone is accustomed to how it works. And it's just safety's sake, ladies and gentlemen. It's safety's sake. So plan out if you've got some place that you can work on small team tactics and everything. Don't know if your local gun range would, approve of such operations or anything, but you don't need a gun range to do this. You can have an old dirt road that's half a mile long or whatever, one of your favorite hunting areas. Park the car and everybody walk away from it. You know, start off with 100 yards. Turn around and examine the area and set your plan and practice it. Once you get 100 yards down, maybe move that to a couple of hundred yards. And what you're doing is you're practicing movement and cover. You don't ever want anyone to be moving without someone watching over them. That's how ambushes happen. Not saying that it's going to ambush and everything and we're going to have everything fall apart in the next 3 weeks, but the fact of the matter is, even in Christmas time, you've got people that are watching parking lots. They want the stuff that you just bought.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after the break.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the Liberty. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold. Before we get to our caller, I need to remind people that paintball competition is a great way to practice small unit tactics. In fact, The federal government is very fearful of people with those skills. They're very diligent about getting mailing lists of people who compete in paintball competition, if they can get their hands on them, people who subscribe to paintball publications, and so forth, because the skills learned in paintball competition are of the highest value and when it comes to close-quarter combat. We got a caller on hold here, Jimmy. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hello, good morning, Jimmy. Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hearing a little buckety, but we got you.
Okay, let me see if I should be a little better. All right. Now, I'm very concerned about the gun rights and state rights implications of this attempt to bring UN forces into Chicago. this is subversive, as almost as subversive as can be possibly imagined. The governor of Illinois is a man named Bruce Rauner, and he and the state legislators and the federal legislators in Illinois ahought to be raining on Rahm Emanuel's parade like a Cat 5 hurricane right now. They should be all over him like a cheap suit, because this is utter subversion of the normal chain of command in dealing with civil emergency issues at the city level. You know, the Chicago has its own police force. There are the, you know, Cook County Sheriff's Department. There's the state police that could be coordinated with. And the governor still, although they've changed policy about the deployment of National Guard, the feds can, you know, mobilize National Guard, but the governor can still be calling out the National Guard before any other international authority were brought in. And
this commissioner has no more authority than the student council president of the local high school trying to bring in the UN. He has no authority to do that. It's just grandstanding.
Precisely. And the UN, and hopefully the UN realizes this.
Of course
they
do.
And rebuffs it. Why would they even respond?
But they probably will, as a matter of courtesy. But why would they even respond to something that silly?
Yeah, well, okay, good. I'm glad you see it that way. I mean, it's like they should just, you know, this should be swatted down, you know, ridiculous. And because it couldn't happen. If it did happen, though, UN taking over things, and there goes the abrogation of Second Amendment rights in areas that they are controlling. You know, they're going to say, we're the law here now, and your little Second Amendment doesn't count. Well, guess what? That, you know, that's not going to happen. So,
Glenn?
Yes.
A comment to what you're saying there. Now, John and I, we're not saying that this is going to happen. We're saying these people have already trying this. Now, one quote, and I'm quoting this Boykin guy from Chicago that went to visit the UN security person this weekend when he was questioned in the news, and I'm reading it right here from the article. I think this is this one's from the Daily Sheeple, but they're quoting, I think, Chicago Tribune. And Boykin stated that he does indeed want the requested troops to essentially become the police in Chicago. Now, we all know that this is going to be quashed in a heartbeat, but what bugs me the most is they've got the audacity to even try it.
Precisely. Right. The response should be immediate, decisive. There's that complete rebuff, rebuke, and swat down, you know, because the subversive nature of it is just so over the top. People should realize that immediately.
Is that same phone number, 202-224-3121? I suggest, and I'm going to do it later on today, I've got an appointment this morning after the show, but I fully intend to call the switchboard at D.C., and I'm going to contact each and every senator and congressman from Illinois, and I'm going to quote this guy to them, and I'm going to ask them, what the heck is going on here? Are you guys just totally giving up or what? You know, you do want to be reelected next time. What do your constituents think if you support the UN taking over your city? Let's see if we can shame them to verbally cutting this guy down. Of course, Democrats don't have any shame anyway, so it's going to be a difficult task.
Right. Well, and especially the governor, this Bruce Rauner. I mean, you know, he needs to... you know, rise up and swat down, you know, Twinkle Toes Emmanuel, the tiny dancer guy, and, you know, tell him, put, you know, remind him of the limits of his authority. It's just crazy. But if Illinois and Chicago would pass some gun laws that work, instead of their draconian gun laws, maybe that could, the crime picture could change. Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Okay, Glenn, thank you. We got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting free downloads there, things that will educate you and inform you. If you need a good chuckle, read the Real House, watch the short video, Real Housewives of ISIS, just about 3 minutes long. It's a hoot. Also, my website, of course, you will find energy cleaners and mattress pads. We're getting caught up from the rush we had over the last couple of weeks, and my mattress pads being sent by to Texas by my distributor by mistake. Getting caught up. We got a couple of orders pending. A lot of stuff going out today. Energy cleaners and mattress pads. Shipped them all over the planet. Shipped, it was 7 boxes full to the Marshall Islands in the last few days over on the other side of the planet. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. If you've got arthritis pain or joint pain or back pain, it will probably help you. Not getting a great night's sleep? Yep, that's what you need is energy cleaner. I use mine every night. Keep in mind we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. And most people these days are going ahead and getting a mattress pad along with the energy cleaner right at the get-go. And it's a great combination for healing, pain mitigation, and so forth. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. Mattress pads vary in by size and price. I do take PayPal, and most secure way to make any payment online. You can make your purchase right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the website for Jimmy's business is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we've got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. I actually called to ask a quick question about a 7mm Browning.
Sure.
But before I do that, I would just like to make an ancillary comment regarding what Glenn was talking about. If these forces insist on practicing shooting at flannel-clad bubbas carrying scope 30-30s, then, Jimmy, a guy like you could print blue helmet targets. I don't see why we can't. I'd hate to be that kind of guy. I guess my wife wouldn't appreciate this kind of banter. But you could do what the left would do and just take a bunch of these down to the range, make like every second or third target a blue helmet, shoot at them for 5 minutes, and then go down there and take a video and YouTube that and put that out there on the internet for a while, even though it's, you know, just kind of a ridiculous Hollywood setup. But let them think about that for a while. And I don't know if that's going to change anything. I don't know if that would change their mind at all. But if they thought we could actually hit them, hit those helmets, then I think, you know, that would be a disturbing thought. I've got a picture here in my phone of a tube inside the four-piece of a Browning 7mm. My son was using it. Says this thing is in cycling, and he took the four stock off, and he said this rod or tube appears to be cracked. I don't suppose, I can call you later, send you a picture, but I don't suppose you know what it is, do you? What that rod in there is? Would that be some gas tube assembly, or I don't know what that would be in there.
Which model is it?
Browning 7mm Magnum.
Is it a bolt gun or is it semi-auto?
No, that's semi-automatic weapon.
Okay.
A rifle.
Do me a favor and text me a picture of it and the model number of it.
Yeah.
I'll get with you today on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That'd be great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Appreciate it. Next, we go to, I guess it's a man, I don't know, identifying himself or herself as CZ59, as Charlie Zebra 59, who's in the desert. Good morning, CZ59.
Good morning, sirs. Odessa calling.
Okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, I know who this is, John.
I thought you might.
Hey, got my call sign wrong.
CG 59.
Charlie Golf 59? Okay. Gotcha.
Listen, I completely agree with your host about the grandstanding thing with the UN, but the very fact that they are talking about this and entertaining the idea, I find it to be kind of alarming.
Yeah, that's the point that I wanted to make. I didn't want, you know, our listeners to think that, oh my goodness, the UN is piling in. It's just the stupidity of and by the way, I need to correct something here. When I said the guy was a city, he is not. This is Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin.
That's right, Cook County.
No kin to our Colonel Boykin that we all love and adore. And this guy he went there with the blessings of Rahm Emanuel and the other county commissioners, which, ladies and gentlemen, is just, it's stupid. It's scary stupid that they think that they can bypass D.C. when Trump has already offered, Trump has already sent, I think it's either 20 or 40 attorneys and investigators there to bolster what they've got, and has offered to do anything that they want, up to and including sending in National Guard to assist the police in crowd control type things, and they've rejected everything. So
we know, Jimmy, you and I had this conversation earlier in the week, and given the stellar track record of the UN in these other countries where they go in and abuse the population and basically get slaughtered, we were talking about what would happen in the city of Chicago when the criminal element got a hold of them, let alone, after that, the Patriots. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The Patriots could just sit back and watch. The way that the crime is there and the total disregard for law and order and justice and anything else, it'd be the makings of a pretty good movie, I think, John.
It would be interesting, to say the least, shall we say.
Thanks for taking my call.
The Red Dawn series looked like a bunch of Girl Scouts. Really good. I appreciate your calling, Cliff, because at that point that I was thinking about. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is the hypocrisy and the stupidity of the Democrats is front and center, top of the fold, headline news. And again, I would suggest that 202-224-3121 number and ask their representatives what the heck is going on. Because just the simple fact that this guy going to talk to them, my opinion now, I haven't researched it fully, but borders on treason. So, just food for thought. Your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I don't know that this could raise to the level of treason because it is so absolutely silly and absurd. It's grandstanding. This commissioner wanted to get attention, get his 15 seconds of fame or 15 minutes, whatever it is, and he got it. And it'll be out of the news cycle in a day or two, and that'll be the end of it.
I'm hoping so. The remainder of the article stated that the leaders in Chicago are now openly planning to declare martial law. So, ladies and gentlemen, just sit back and watch. It just befuddles me. It really does. Anything else, Cliff?
I think Cliff's gone already.
Cliff's gone.
Yep.
Cliff, by the way, John, is he's my brother from a different mother, all intents and purposes. I called his mom, and he treated me just as I was her own son, especially when I did something stupid. And him and I have been very close friends and everything since about 1967. So,
well,
oh yeah,
half a century is a pretty good track record, I'd say.
That is. And we went through both of our parents dying together and everything else. So he's family, and he's one of those individuals that you can trust with your life. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have some friends like that, because my acquaintances are in the hundreds and thousands. My friends I can count on one hand. And they're people you want to back you up. But that brings us back to where we started at the beginning of this, small unit tactics. You want as close as you can get to that type of friend in your team efforts and everything. And I think with the way the threat of everything that's going down, everything from EMP attacks to solar flares that could disrupt the power grid and everything else, North Korea, I mean, we could sit here and spend the whole rest of the show just making a list of things that could go wrong. And the only reason that we became a nation is that 3% of the population was prepared and willing to take action. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I would dare say that that number, instead of being 3%, is probably closer to 2%. And still,
those 2% would be the ones that survive and come out on top. So, anyway, getting back to firearms and everything, I'm curious about that one that Rick was telling me about. I took a look at it and see. And it brings up another good point, ladies and gentlemen. When you're cleaning your guns, I don't care if it's a single shot, over and under, or whatever, look at things closely. Always have a flashlight with you. Examine the bore. Examine the action. Another important point that a lot of people just totally miss 100% is springs. If you're looking at trigger mechanism of 90% of your handguns and rifles, if it's a double leg spring, meaning that you have one leg of the spring on either side of the trigger or the hammer, and you're cleaning it, glance at those things and look over and make sure that they're not bent, that maybe one of them is broken. Anything out of the ordinary on that. That's where the oops kits come in handy. And another thing with semi-autos, I don't care if it's an AR, if it's a Remington, whatever it is, one of the most common problems with a failure to function, I'll put it that way, is when you eject a round and it hits the ground and everything, if your rifle acts weird after that, doesn't fully close, trigger doesn't work, anything like that, the very first thing to look for, if you've been shooting it and it functions great and all of a sudden something stops it from functioning, the very first thing is if that last round that you ejected is laying there, pick it up and look to see if the primer is in it. The greatest problem that I have run into with factory ammunition in the last 2 years, and I don't know if it's because of the powders and the charges or improper seeding of primers in the manufacturing process, is once the rifle fires, it blows the primer loose. And when you operate the action, it'll eject the case, but the primer will drop into the action. On an AR platform, that's going to drop right into the trigger well. And it may not happen that time. It may take a couple of times, but it will get under and jam the trigger mechanism to where it won't function. So if you've got a semi-automatic or a bolt gun, and it's been performing marvelously, and then all of a sudden you go to pull the trigger and either the trigger doesn't pull or the bolt won't close fully. Sometimes it'll be not picking up a round from a magazine. I've seen this in an M1 Garand here recently. It blew one of the primers out and it dropped into the clip. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, M1 Garand is the only firearm that actually has a clip. Everything else has magazines. But the primer dropped into the clip, and it evidently went past the first round and got between the second round and the lip. And after it fired, John, it came up, and the primer had stopped the second round from coming up to where the bolt would pick it up.
No kidding.
So if you do have this happen, and it's a common thing, ladies and gentlemen, If you're shooting and it just all of a sudden fails, open it up and look at it. If the last round is laying there or the last few rounds are laying there, pick them up and see if you're missing a primer. And then, believe it or not, the quickest way to clean this up, other than the M1 Garand, that was a little more interesting. But the quickest way to do it is to open up the action, turn the rifle upside down, and shake it. Function and whatever is moving and everything. I've had primers in the ARs stay in the chamber where when the bolt went forward, the primer was in and prevented the bolt from locking up. And just little things like that, ladies and gentlemen. And if it's in a time of need, that's one of the failure drills that you can work on. is clearing your weapon. There's simple malfunction, and then there are major malfunctions. Simple malfunction is a stovepipe where the round did not eject properly and is sticking out the side of the port or the ejection slot on the handguns or whatever. You wipe that out, typically the gun will function properly. I teach people not just to wipe it out and trust it, but to wipe it out and then cycle the slide once and then go back. A magazine not being fully seated is another problem, and this is common on handguns and rifles.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we got another caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Fred.
Oh, we lost Fred. Fred, you're welcome to call back. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Well, when the break caught us there and everything, we were discussing malfunctions and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, There are a couple of tricks that you can use for practicing malfunctions, both in your handgun and in your rifles. The first trick is to buy some snap caps and put those, stagger them down in your magazine somewhere. And as you're shooting, you don't know exactly when this is going to come up, but it's going to chamber, you're going to pull the trigger, it's going to go click, and you're going to have to clear the weapon. Now, in doing this, what I recommend is the first couple of times just do it, recognize the failure and get into it, but then do a timed shoot, much like the apple seeds and everything, 10 rounds in 50 seconds or 45 seconds or whatever, and hit the target. So you're not just praying and working on the problem. You get into that mentality that you're shooting for score and a malfunction. You've got a limited time factor. Clear the malfunction and then continue on. So by putting a time limit on yourself whenever you're doing any training is going to take and force you to concentrate. And we talk about muscle memory, going through the basics, repetition, repeatability, and everything else. Well, standing there in perfect form at the target is great for practice, especially if you're going to be a match shooter or a target shooter. But if you're putting meat on the table or protecting your family, you want to sit there and up the ante just a little bit. And by putting a time on yourself, that works out, and it helps to basically foment and anchor what your training has been doing. Any additions to that, John?
Well, I think you did an excellent job there. We got Fred back. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning,
yeah,
Fred.
I just got a quick question for you. On a 1911 Colt platforms, I've been having trouble with ejector. Can you tell me what would be a good brand ejector to put in those guns?
Well,
first of all, Fred, I hope you're not using any steel-cased ammunition in your 1911.
No.
Okay, oh. All right.
Okay.
We've all had our experiences with Wolf.
Okay. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You'll go to brownells.com, and in the search bar on it, put 1911 ejector, then it's going to bring up several types. The stock ejector is what most people replace them with. And I have found, and it's only a few cents difference in price, actually, the extended ejector on to replace it with. Now, one point.
You want to continue this after the top of the hour break, Jimmy? Fred, hold on. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.